Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Tuesday, September 29th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. It's going to be better than a WWF knockdown. The presidential debate is on tonight. States are concerned about mail-in ballots, and a Federal Reserve study showed that families advanced in income and net worth in the 3 years leading up to the coronavirus pandemic. Well, it's on tonight, the first presidential debate. It's hosted by Fox News anchor Chris Wallace, and this will be just one of the many that Biden will have participated in as a politician. With decades as a senator, presidential candidate, and vice presidential nominee, Biden has plenty of hands-on experience with high-stakes debates. Trump has reportedly considered bringing up Hunter Biden, the Democratic nominee's son, as well as former Senate staffer Tara Reid's allegation that Biden sexually assaulted her in the 90s. Biden's team, on the other hand, believes that Tuesday's debate topics, which include coronavirus pandemic, racial unrest, and election integrity, will give Biden an opportunity to highlight Trump's failures. More Wisconsin residents may cast their vote this November thanks to a federal court ruling on Monday that's regarding voter identification procedures. A Wisconsin federal court ordered the provision to give greater protections to residents disenfranchised by the state's voter ID law. The ruling applies to the ID petition process, which can be used to obtain a receipt valid for voting while other documents or verifications are obtained. Voters will need a receipt that is valid for voting purposes. The ruling Monday stipulates how receipts should be mailed, and it also requires the state to provide greater education opportunities as a means to prevent disenfranchisement. Meanwhile, voters in New York City have received mail-in ballots for the 2020 presidential election marked for military use, despite never even having served in the armed forces, causing confusion and concerns over whether the ballots can or should be used. The misprint makes it appear that the voters received official military absentee ballot instead of a military slash absentee ballot, leaving several borough residents who received the documents worried that their votes might not be properly tallied. Experts from both sides of the political aisle said the typo ultimately wouldn't matter because the City Board of Election uses the same ballots for both military voters and traditional absentee voters who live in the same district. But it comes amid an already gathering storm, of course, over whether all absentee ballots would ultimately be counted in the high-stakes presidential election. The Louisville police officer that was charged in connection to the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of wanton endangerment on Monday. Former Louisville Metro Police Department Detective Brett Hankinson was indicted by a grand jury Wednesday over shots that went into a neighboring apartment the night Taylor was killed. If convicted, he could face up to 5 years in prison for each count. The other two officers who shot weapons in Taylor's apartment weren't charged. Coming up, our saint of the day, he isn't a saint, but rather an angel and the leader of all angels and of the army of God. Our quote of the day, occupy your mind with good thoughts or the enemy will fill them with bad ones. Unoccupied, they cannot be. St. Thomas More. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Commercial with my Poolland Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura. And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? Like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Michael, the Archangel, but he isn't a saint. He's rather an angel and the leader of all saints and of the army of God. This is what the title Archangel means, that he is above all the others in rank. Saint Michael has four main responsibilities or offices, as we know from scripture and Christian tradition. The first is to combat Satan. The second is to escort the faithful to heaven at their hour of death. And the third is to be a champion of all Christians and the church itself. The fourth is to call men from life on earth to their heavenly judgment. In Daniel, St. Michael is mentioned twice, the first time as one who helped Daniel. The second time he's mentioned with regard to the end of times of the world when he will stand for the children of thy people. His next mention comes in the Epistle of St. Jude, where St. Michael is said to guard the tombs of Moses and Eve, and he has contended with Satan over the body of Moses. The final mention is in Revelation, where St. Michael and his angels do battle with the dragon. Today, St. Michael is invoked for protection, especially from lethal enemies. He's also the patron of soldiers, police, and doctors. His feast day is September 29th. Two fast-moving fires burned more than 26,000 acres in Northern California since they began on Sunday, and the Greater Bay Area is under a red flag warning with dry and windy conditions and low humidity. Thousands of people have been ordered to evacuate. Above the Glass Mountain Inn, consumed by flames in St. Helena, California, wildfires this year have left more than 25 people dead, destroyed more than 7,000 structures, and scorched more than 5 million acres in California, Oregon, and Washington. State leaders and experts have linked the devastating fire season to climate change. A Federal Reserve study that is considered to be the gold standard on financial circumstances showed families advanced in income and net worth in the 3 years leading up to the coronavirus pandemic. The 2016-19 improvements were the legacy of the longest economic expansion on record and an unemployment rate at half-century low. But wealth inequality remains stubbornly high. The share of wealth owned by the top 1% of households was still near a three-decade high. Many economists expect the crisis to worsen inequality. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.